The great Allied offensive against the Gustav Line had already breached the Lirri Valley defences before New Zealand armour was called upon in support of British infantry. We went to the headquarters of our formation to listen to the dramatic running commentary as orders were passed from tank to tank and the progress of the small battle calmly exchanged between headquarters and the tanks in action. In the preparatory stages, our tanks put a light burst of fire into a suspicious-looking haystack. They were not altogether surprised when their light fire bounced off. It was an old trick, and the enemy tank, which lay concealed beneath the stack, was knocked out with heavier fire. But the real action for the New Zealanders began at 6:30 on the sixth day of the general advance. We were supporting famous British infantry, who in the first 5 days of the battle had won forward to breach the strong enemy defences across the Rapido. Their considerable success, after days of continuous fighting, had pushed the German defence back onto rising ground, protecting the vital link of Highway 6 behind Casino. Meantime, on the left of the British infantry, other Allied troops were pushing forward on a steady assault line which swung out to the left across the Lirri Valley. The British corner nearest to and behind Casino became the hinge of a wide advancing front. German resistance at this corner became increasingly desperate in an attempt to hold the sector and thus keep open the main enemy route into the Casino strong point. It was at this stage in the battle that New Zealand armour came up in support to deal with what had now become the decisive phase of the whole engagement. All day the guns pounded the whole enemy line, but at 6:30 in the evening the fire was switched to a concentration in front of this local attack. At this moment, the infantry with our tanks went forward. This local assault was a 2-battalion strength, directed at a road running parallel with and dominating Highway 6. A small front in relation to the whole attack, but essential to the German hold on Casino. The enemy had the advantage of wooded country, with concealed defences and blockhouses, which dealt a withering sweep of machine gun fire. As the tanks went forward, they called for an artillery stonk on a house which dominated the right flank approach. It was a wise call for concentrated fire, for when the house crashed down with the weight of shelling, it fell on a heavy enemy anti-tank gun which would have considerably held up the operation. Mainly as a result of this accurate calculation, the right flank was able to press forward towards its objective, and the infantry, fighting magnificently, gained the higher ground, securely consolidated with tanks. In the centre, the position became confused for a time. In the swirling dust, it was difficult for the forces to maintain continuous contact, and progress through the wooded country against a most desperate resistance called for the most determined fighting. But the formation pressed steadily forward, with the left flank meeting the heaviest opposition. The infantry called for tank fire on a house from which the heaviest machine gun fire now swept their lines. The word was passed in a flash from tank to tank, and a call for 2-minute gunfire completely wiped out the strong point, which was immediately occupied by the infantry. As our tanks advanced, German posts dug in below the long grass held up the white flag, but immediately our armour had passed, these men dropped down into shell holes and opened fire on the infantry coming up behind the tanks. It was a trick which the German will not repeat. The battle continued for nearly 2.5 hours, and at darkness the formation closed in to hold their gains until morning. They were still short of the complete objective. The offensive was renewed next day, and in a very short time, less than an hour, the objectives had been won. I heard the commander of the armoured support report, "Our little show was successful." As a result of this small but important action, our tanks were able to move forward later in the afternoon with infantry and carriers to cut Highway 6 behind Casino and hold a patrolling role along a portion of the highway which barred the main German escape from Casino.